Tina, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bryce. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for flying all the way here for this interview.
I kind of live in Sydney now for like 3 years, but yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, so you were actually a teacher. What was it that sort of got you stuck into comedy and maybe even abandoning the teaching life? That's a former you, no more teaching?
I still work in education.
Yeah.
So I was a classroom teacher for around 20 years, teaching English and French.
Yeah.
And I was in the process of bringing those licenses over to New South Wales to teach in high schools here. But around the same time, I got an opportunity to work in education, but just outside the classroom. So I've taken that on. But by trade, my training is as a writing teacher.
Yeah.
So to teach academic, technical, and creative writing at the university level.
Yeah.
That's what I started out doing in California. And yeah, just brought it over to Sydney, started teaching some adults here, and ended up deciding that, you know, I wasn't writing anything. So I thought that I would just start out being a comedian.
Mm-hmm. And so you kind of took your fate into your own hands. When was it that you started to get, like, was it instant love? Were you like, hell yeah, this is who I am. Let's go.
No, it's like the hardest art form out there. I started out kind of in this difficult situation between jobs, just feeling kind of disillusioned with teaching, and I had a few months before I had to find my next position, and I just started watching comedy as like part of my self-care routine. It made me happy, and the more I watched, I saw comedians like Ali Wong, Angela Johnson, Wanda Sykes, and I thought, oh my goodness, these are queer women of color like me, and we have similar upbringings. So I thought, why am I wasting my writing talent? Like, I should be writing and performing again.
Yeah, right. And so this is, I'm assuming, where maybe Tight Five sort of starts. I mean, for people that haven't been, what are we going to do when we go to Tight Five Comedy? Give us the pitch.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we've inverted the standard model of Sydney comedy from top to bottom. So what we do is I curate 11 acts, including myself, and we have an MC, we have a headliner, we have 9 other comedians as support acts, and in that mix, we've got a core group of 3 queer people of color. And around that, everybody else is just an ally. So we have men of color, we have women of color that are straight, and then we have queer white folks as well. And we just mix it all together, and we have a great time.
Yeah, amazing. How long has it been going on for?
Well, it's very new.
Yeah.
So we've only done 1 show thus far. Our premiere happened on the 18th of May last month at the Red Rattler Theater. And we have the next one coming up on Thursday, 20th of June from 7 to 9, also at the Red Rattler Theater in Merrickville.
So I'm guessing, was there, when you were going through the ranks of Sydney comedy and sort of sussing out the, I guess for a lot of it, maybe open mic scene and just the regular nights that are happening, did you find that there was kind of this is a big gap in the market, like nights where I guess you get to showcase the whole spectrum of comedy here in Sydney?
Definitely. So being a comedian myself and being a new comedian, of course, you know, how good I get depends on how many gigs I make it out to. And it involves watching a lot of comedy acts. And, you know, there's just some that are never going to sit well with me. There's a lot of mainstream comedy out there that definitely takes unnecessary shots at women, you know, throwing out rape jokes and things like that, that frankly are not rape jokes that like draw attention to the problem, but they're making rape sound okay. And the rapey jokes is what I call them. Things like that, just across the board, different kinds of things that are not well written. It's not funny. You're losing female fans right and left. And I could see that my future as a comedian in Sydney was going to be really, really problematic, because the kinds of places where a person should progress after a year or two of doing comedy, I knew that they would never be open to me. And it just killed me, because my friends and I, you know, put a lot of thought into our writing. A lot of my friends who are regulars are going to be regulars at Tight Five Comedy. These folks have been writers their entire lives. They're published writers as well.
What do you think of the parallels between writing and comedy? I mean, because one of it is, they're both, I guess, solo activities, but for comedy, you are getting up in front of people and like, does it seem like a big leap, or did you find it was actually, they're quite similar worlds.
Yeah, well, anybody can be funny, and I think that Australians are funny. It's part of the culture here to make each other laugh. It's a human thing as well. But at the same time, it's a very academic undertaking to figure out how you're going to get from 0 seconds on the clock to 5 minutes and have a great show and have people sad to see you leave the stage. I mean, that's an academic undertaking to plan it out, to test those jokes.
Right.
All that happens, you know, in addition to the fact that comedy is an art form that makes it look so spontaneous, but it's not.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? When it's good comedy, it looks easy, but not so much. And hey, you've got a show. The next one, it's going to be Friday, the 20th of June. So just very quickly, tell us.
Thursday, the 20th of June.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that one.
See, I'm not as mathematical. When you know, we talk about the maths of comedy. I have the maths of nothing in my brain. So tell us very quickly who's on the lineup. Let's get hype, you know?
Yeah, so we are so lucky that we have the incredible, one of the best comedy writers in Sydney right now, Gunit Kaur, who is of Punjabi background. She's a bisexual comic like I am. She's amazing. She's everywhere. And this is going to be her first time headlining, which should give you a little bit of a taste of the problem that I'm talking about, because she is the best, in my book at least. And then we have Lee Ton coming to MC all the way from Melbourne, just for Type 5 Comedy. He's making a special trip. He decided to do that before I ever offered him payment for his services or anything. And all of our artists are paid. It's radically different from the other kinds of comedy shows you're used to.